you know, folks used to die with the pneumonia, but they got the doctors now know how, and you know, the doctors now know how to operate on people, you know, how to work on people's hearts, you know that?
Yes, ma'am.
And they go to college, learn a lot of things. Back in time, old folks was a doctor. They didn't know nothing about all this. They didn't know about it. Every time they called themselves cutting somebody, he died. Because they didn't know. But now the doctor knows exactly what time to cut you and when not to cut you. Some folks, they cut you right on the moon. But the doctor,
I wanted to ask you, we were talking about courting yesterday, boys and girls, when they go, what would you call him? You say that he is her.
As my boyfriend.
And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
Okay. And if he comes home and he's got lipstick on his collar, the little brother might say, well, you been
kissing your girlfriend.
Yeah. Ever heard that called smooching or something like that? Okay. Say this expression. If the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say at 3 o'clock school
is closed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if it's been in the summertime and school's not in,
you say they're out of school.
In other words, somebody might ask, well, when does school again?
They'll tell them what time.
Okay.
In September.
Okay.
School will open up next month.
Yes, ma'am. What about if a boy left home and he was supposed to be going to school, but he never got there on purpose? You'd say he did what?
He left home.
Okay. Or you say you go to school to get an... A person goes to school to get an...
I don't understand what you say there, and I can't say yes, and I can't say no.
Okay. You say... The reason a person goes to school, he goes to get an...
Get a life.
All right. And nowadays, inside the schoolroom, each child sits at his own...
In his own place.
At his own desk?
But in his own place.
Okay. Excuse me. What about if you wanted to catch a train, where would you go?
They go to the depot. Get down on time. You ask what time the train run. They tell you, and you be sitting there and bought your ticket and sitting there waiting till the train come up, and then you step out and get in. And time to load up.
Okay. Okay. What about the lady who looks after you at the hospital? She's
been sick now. She's the nurse.
All right. Say if there's a building downtown and it's sitting right here. And there was another one sitting right here. You say this one was right across from it?
That road being across the street from it.
Okay. What about if this one's sitting like this from it?
You say a bull.
Could you say it's kind of catty-cornered to it?
Yeah.
How would people say that?
Say it's sitting one side.
Or it's catty?
Mm-hmm.
How do they say that word?
It says sitting catty-cornered, sort of like on a hill.
I see. Okay. Have you ever seen these things in cities for transportation? They ran on rails and they had a wire overhead that they got the power from?
Yeah.
Streetcar?
Oh. Oh, you're talking streetcar with the wake on the railroad. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah, I see that way back.
Where'd you see those?
Oh, right over there. Railroad, right across there. Mm-hmm. Railroad right across there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they know where. From that new car, and some of the houses run right up to that railroad.